Anchorage's homeless shelters and social services are drastically and unexpectedly overwhelmed. It's the result of a city policy pushing people out of homeless camps in parks and along trails. Lisa Aquino is the executive director of Catholic Social Services, which oversees the Brother Francis shelter. She says typically in the summer, people live in camps or do seasonal work, but not this year. She says the shelter's been full every night.
By that, I mean almost every day. There's 240 people inside.
That number doesn't include the 50 to 70 people a night the shelter can't accommodate, who have been sleeping just outside. Aquino was one of three social service providers to testify before the Anchorage Assembly's Public Safety Committee today. They all say they are seeing an influx of people in need of help, and it's making it hard for staff to do basic things, like serve enough food. Aquino says part of the reason is growing pressure on unsanctioned camps.
There's been a real concerted effort by the municipality, by the police department, to crack down on camps. And they're letting people know to leave camps and that they should come down to Brother Francis Shelter and Beans Cafe and connect with services.
The director of Beans Cafe told the Public Safety Committee the situation is creating new problems, like people coming to the soup kitchen with all their possessions. Without campsites, people have nowhere to store their things. They're also seeing an uptick in the number of young people and senior citizens using facilities. The dry conditions and elevated fire dangers are another factor driving the crackdown on camps. Multiple fires within the municipality have broken out this summer, with at least one blamed on homeless campers. Assemblymember Bill Evans chairs the Public Safety Committee and says the city's focus on driving homeless individuals out of campsites is intended to consolidate people around social services. However, he says without sufficient housing options brought online yet as part of the city's comprehensive Housing First strategy, it's created an unforeseen short-term problem.
Between now and then, unfortunately, there's no quick fix. We have a long-term program in place that we think will address this. It's going to be difficult this summer. It's going to be difficult for about a year now. But, you know, things are looking up in the sense that we've got new grants in and we have programs in place that I think will curb this in the long run.
Evans says he's hoping that 30 to 50 housing vouchers will be available soon, taking some of the pressure off the service providers in the area. Meanwhile, the agencies say they barely have enough resources to keep up with a problem nobody saw coming, and they expect to last for weeks.